The Mishnah says, bottom of your Testament base, not al even okoras shall hektish hare ze lo mal. Right, so if I just pick it up, that's not pila. If I give it to my friend, then I'm chayv meila for giving to him. But once I'm chayv meila, it's yotzei lechulin, it's beschalel, and he's not chayv. And he's not chayv meila. If you recall, the very fundamental machlokas Tosfot said all along, the reason why if I give it to my friend Amoel is because they shino yishos otzam yishos loyishos without hana. And the Rambam says because I get hana, so was hana by giving it to him. Okay, continuing. But no, so based on reason lomal shino otzam shof means if I build it to my house, that's insignificant for reasons the Gemara will talk about at some point. And it's not meila until I live under a shavapruta, until I'm nena shavapruta. Not a fruit shall hectis raise lomal, just like the Ebon Okor. If I pick up a fruit on that ball, but if I give it to my friend, just like the Ebner or Korah, I am Moel, and it's Yosef's book, he's not Moel. Nasta Lepavlan, I give it to a bathhouse owner. Afa Pishalo Rachatz, even though I didn't bathe yet, Moel, that's still Ne'ila. Why? Shemomer Larimech, Batsuach Vanecha, Ikanes, Urechotz. Because anyway, the bathhouse is open all the time. You don't need to wait on me. Bathhouse is open all the time. You can go bathe whenever you want. And again, the Tosos says here, we mentioned this also, same exact machlokas. Tosos, the Rascal Shehu, says, because the valid kinyan on the money, Bathas 10 says you can bathe whatever you want. I was coded the money, therefore you need kinyan on the money. So, sorry, just machine or just. And Rambam says, it's hana that I can bathe whenever I want. Okay, the same two drachim that we discussed in the beginning of the parable.
But even point to Tosos, that you the first guy that
that's how he's going to explain the Gizbar line, right? Because the first guy's a Gizbar. Otherwise, he'd be shy for picking it up. We'll get there in a second. Okay. So, let's just finish the Mishnah. And that really is echoing the Sifra that we had at the beginning of the parak on Yuches Amud Beis, which is why the Gemara doesn't analyze it here, because we already discussed that on the Chesed base. Okay, the Gemara starts with asking, Maishnahu, Maishnah Chaveir. What's the difference between him and what's the difference between Chaveir? Amar Shmuel, the Gizbar Hamasuris Loaskina. We're talking about a Gizbar who is entrusted with this property. Okay, exactly. What do we mean here by the Gizbar Hamasuris Loaskina? What's the Gemara's question? And who is the Gizbar? And this Machok is between most Rishonim and the Rambam that we mentioned the other day, Agav. What is the Gemara's question? Maishna hu, maishna chaveir. Right? Maishna hu, maishna chaveir. So, Rashi and Tosos and other Rishonim, have they read the question? Pretty much everyone but the Rambam who I've seen. I'm sure there are also people I haven't seen finding somewhere. How do they read the question? They say, Maishnahu, which is, let me quote the Lashon, Notal Evan Okora Lo Ma'al. Notal Evan Lo Ma'al. Why, if he picks it up, is he not Moel? But Nasal Haveiro Lo Ma'al. Meaning, if I pick it up myself, I'm not Moel, but if I give it to you, I am Moel. What's the difference? If I pick it up myself, I should be Moel. If I give it to you, I should be Moel. Either way, it should be the same. And what are the Gemara answers? Hacha ben Gizbar. How do we stick in the Hacha ben Gizbar? The answer is, what's the answer? Hacha. The Gizbar. It means that in this case, Gizbar shenotal even v'chuli lomal, but acher shenotal ma'al And now it's no problem. If I give it to my friend, I am Moel. And if a non-Gizmar picks it up, I am Moel. The only one who's not Moel is a Gizmar who picks it up.
So that's, I have a problem with that. Is, let's say I go and decide that, okay, I have many beautiful pieces of wood that I use and I work with. And these five I'm giving to Beit HaMikdash. They're all in my machsan, but they're all in my reshut, and they're normally in my reshut. How am I different than that Gizmar?
So the Rambam says on the Rambam, if no Hasbila, Taka, the answer to your question, Anachanami, of course. If I Makdash would have had to show in my machsan, then I'm the Gizmar.
Oh.
Meaning everyone's a Gizmar when they're the ones who are supposed to be holding on to it. So maybe that's the answer. Everyone's a Gizmar in that circumstance. Okay, that's at least what the Rambam says. That's at least what the Rambam says. Now, what's the principle that comes out of this? What is the principle that comes out of this? What is the rule? The rule of notel min hahekdesh. According to the other Rishonim, the rule is Gizbar shenotal lomal acher shenotal maal. Right, that's the rule. As opposed to the Rambam, how does the Rambam read it? The Rambam reads it totally differently. Right? What's Mishnah who Mishnah Chaveiro? It's not the Risha versus the Seif of the Mishnah. Maybe the Seif being second at the end. It's within the Seif of the Mishnah. It says, Nasal Chaveiro hu ma'al v'chaveiro lo ma'al. Nasna l'chaveiro hu ma'al v'chaveiro lo ma'al. Why is hu ma'al v'chaveiro lo ma'al? After all, he was not like giving a present. Chaveiro is ma'al by receiving a present. So what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Kafka, the Gizbar, then the Chor is a Gizbar. Nasan Lachaveiro Gizbar Taveiro Lo Ma'al. But he is Nasan Lachaveiro Stam. Chaveiro Ma'al, and then by the time you got the Mishnah Torah, and Kafka points out this is only the second edition of the Gersha Mishnah, he said, now I have a technical problem. He gives it to his friend, it's a Stam guy. How can they both be Moel? Since first he gave it, then his friend received it. Shouldn't be Yotzeh with Hulin through his giving. There's must be a case of Mazin, and Ma'al doesn't mean Chayim Kar, but it just means Chayim Tashlumin, Tashlumin Karen, without Chomish, without Karen, it would be a little bit Mazin. Okay, that's a technical problem the Rambam boxed himself into, but himself problem. Otherwise, I don't know. Not really for now. But the Rambam reads this Gemara totally differently. The question is different, the answer is different. And what's the logic? The logic is that, well, if I take from the Gizbar's storehouse and I give it to someone else, then the other guy's Nana, I gave him a birthday present, he received the birthday present. But if I take it from the Gizbar's storehouse and give it back to the Gizbar, it's hard to say that he's Nana. It was in his house the whole time. I'm just giving it back something that was always in his house. So therefore, that's not considered nana. Then one could have thought differently, but the Rambam said that's not considered nana. That's why he's a gift for Yisrael Chayim.
Look at the Rambam giving it to someone else.
That is a great question, especially since the Rambam at the end says that he's amazing. So if I like admit, oh, this is hektish, I'm giving it to you who was always in your house the whole time, then why was even the first guy going? Right? Why is there even any tovus hana to the first guy? I was like a little confused about that. As well, I must admit, just looking at one thing. Unless I could say like this, I don't know about the Rambam in the Hirish HaMishnah. Sure, I'm not going against the Lashon Rambam in the Hirish HaMishnah, and then I will, again, only speculate. Give me half a second. All right. It's not super good. Maybe that.
Go over the question, please.
Sorry, the question was, if I'm giving it back to the Gizbar, how am I even then? I don't get any Tomas Hanah when I give the Gizbar back the thing that was in his care anyway. He's not. He doesn't owe me a favor now. So either maybe I get Tomas Hanah, maybe I get Tomas Hanah for giving it back to him. Like, he's happy that I give it back. It was a little funny. I stole it in the first place. Maybe I'll tell him I stole it for him, and I give back to him, and he's happy that I returned it to him. Or maybe I'm amazing, and he's a shogi. Unclear. The Lashon Mishnah Torah says singular. Maybe he thinks it's a real birthday present. Only I know I took it from him. So, okay, you have to make someone care for that. It's a little fun.
Why are we supposed to be amazing, and why is supposed to know about giving it to him? It should not be about giving it to the person who's giving.
Yeah,
but depending on who giving it to.
Given, how did the person who's giving get Tomas Hanah? Because benefit giving someone a present. Even if it's giving somebody something, but it could be something. But if I'm just giving you something that you already had, how do I?
First of all, it could be that I don't even know that it's
right. That's what I was saying. Maybe you don't know.
Of course, it's connected from the second guy. Like,
because
the fact that I'm giving somebody something, that's the law. No, that's the problem. It's not that
you're saying Tomas Hanah is just I'm happy to give someone something, even if.
That's why you need the meal.
Right, although then you get into an interesting question of how they're both high of amazing if it's not the Rambam seems to focus on no, Rambam. So nonetheless he says that. Anyway, Lemaisa, that's how the Rambam reads. It's a funny way of reading it. It's not necessarily a funny way of reading the Gemara. Meaning, the Rambam reading the Gemara fits the words very nicely. The Mishnah says, has the word who, and the word chavero, and the Gemara says, maishna who, maishna chavero. The Rambam says, who means the word who in the Mishnah. Chavero means the word chavero in the Mishnah. The Rambam might be being a little because the Rambam's a little who goes to who in the Gemara goes to who in the Mishnah, chavero in the Gemara goes to chavero in the Mishnah. That's Rambam's way of reading our Gemara. What comes out of this for the Rambam, that I'm not telling a hektish? It's never me'ila. No, why would it be me'ila to just take something from hektish? It's only me'ila to give something from hektish. So if it's just like pick up hektish, that's not my idea of something from hektish. Why would that ever be me'ila? I haven't been dead yet. I just picked it up. Okay, that is the that is the Rambam. The fact that I pick up something from hektish, how is that? I don't know until I do something with it. That's I know. Let me just point out two things. So first of all, why, according to the Rambam, it's very nicha. Meaning, there's, according to the Rambam, it's nicha. Why would it be me'ila? Me'ila is nenem and a hektish. So I just pick it up, I'm not nenem and a hektish. What would the other Rishon have to say? Either Tosos, Shina Rishos, is chayim without nenem and a hektish. Or say, it is nenem and hektish to pick it up. Yeah, it's hanah, that now I've had something, just like hanah, that now I can go to the bathhouse whenever I want, hanah, that I used to not have an axe, now I have an axe in my pocket that I can use whenever I want. Right, so basically, what would they have to say? Either Tosos, it's a shinoi rishos li hanah. Or you have to say that it's chashav hana'a liknos davar. Liknos davar, to take something, right? To acquire something, right? It's considered hana'a. Yeah. Good. Lerchosh. Davar, I took something. Now, it's what do you mean? I took something. I stole it. That's all seems to be. If I go to your house and I steal your bicycle, it's not enough. Now I have a bicycle even before I ride it. I know I don't legally have a bicycle, but I have a bicycle. Okay. Why is there a difference between a gizbar and someone else? So why is a gizbar not hanah? So here we have two or three ways of explaining why is the gizbar not hanah. After all, why is that not shina rishos, or why is that not? Why not? And if you remember, we pointed out that there's a difference in Tosos here and Tosos in Kiddushin. Tosos here says because there's no shina rishos. Because the gizbar is rishos, there's no shina rishos. Says Tosos in Me'ila, because there's physically no shina rishos, because it's the same rishos, right? This is the principle, right? Yad shomer ki yad balabayis, yad gabayis ki yad aniyim. Right, there are many, many makoros in Shas Shalim that someone who's watching something for someone else, his rishus is the same as the other person's rishus. Right, the gabai is considered the same rishus as the aniyim. Right, and there are many rishon in the Rosh writes that the shomer is considered the same rishus as the aniyim. So the gizbar's rishus and extra rishus are the same rishus. So there's no shinoi. Tosos in Kiddushin says it a little differently. He says it's mental, not physically. The difference is not physical, same rishos, not rishos. No. The gizbar's personal rishos is different than the hekdesh rishos. He says it's kavana. Do you have kavana to be transferred from rishos to rishos or not? When the gizbar picks it up, he thinks it's his. What's the mistake? Right? He says mentally. Gizbar, sabar, Shehadavar Shalo, the Eino Miskabein Liknos. But Acher, Savar, Shehadavar, let's say, Shel HaGizbar. Right? If I'm the Gizbar, I think it's mine. That, remember, me lose the show game. Forget the round where it is. The Gizbar, what's his mistake? He finds in his garage and he's confused, thinks this is his and not Hekdesh's. So he's picked up his own thing. He has no cup on us, Conan. And therefore, it's not a Shina Rishos. But an Acher, it's not in my garage. If it's my garage, I'd be the Gizbar. An Acher is taking it from your garage. So why am I thinking your garage is showing? Because I don't feel like the Hekdesh is your garage. I think this is yours in your garage. And you're like, you know, or you sold it to me, or I want to steal it from you, or whatever the case may be. But I'm showing everyone's. Fish, right? The old days, people were very religious, they were friends, but not Hekdesh. You let me borrow your stuff. So I go to your house, I take something, you let me borrow it. I think I'm taking it from you. I don't realize it's Hekdesh, but I still have the right to be called. Right? The miskabe liknos from someone. I'm not miskabe liknos, but I'm Hekdesh. Then I'd be amazing. But I'm miskabe liknos. So Tulsos mental, meaning. The nafkamina is, what if you have some weird case, right? Let's say I'm not a gizbar, but I happen to think that something in the storehouse of Hekdesh belongs to me, and I pick it up. For Tosos and Kiddushin, that would not be Me'ila, because I don't like to call it. For Tosos in Me'ila, or what Me'ila, it's trying to the Mishas. Or vice versa, I'm the gizbar, and I have something in my garage, and I talk and think it belongs to Evie. I picked it, but I take it for myself. Then, according to Tosos in Kiddushin, that would be Me'ila. I have mind to transfer Rishos. According to Tosos in Me'ila, that would not be Me'ila because it hasn't physically changed Rishos. Okay, but that is a detail.
Did you say that the Gizbar doesn't have
quite possibly, yes. Tosos and Tonga in that case, but I agree. Now, the Raivit has a slightly different formulation. What does the Raivit say here? When the Raivit explains what the Svar is, he says, not zui shehemim v'gemara v'gizbar. And what does he say? Shentilaso eni mikeres legezel hektish. And at the end he says, Shentilaso eno nikker chisoron hektish atzmitzienu. What's the difference? It's a matter of nikker chisoron hektish. Right? When a non-gizbar takes it, it is noticeable, it is nikar, that hektish is losing because it's going someone else's hand. When a gizbar takes it, regardless of what he thinks, it's not nikar. He's more like Tosus here. It's physical, not mental. It's not nikar that Tosus is losing. So the gizbar picks something up. The observer has no idea if he's picking it up for himself to do what, or he's just picking it up as part of his job that he has to put in the right place. He has to, you know, yeah, he has to dust it off, whatever. Meaning, since there's nothing physically nikar that says hektish is losing, therefore, and I think that would be similar to the Ravid. I mean, saying the same thing conceptually necessarily, but practically, is the Ravid, says the Ravid, because angel nikar, the sorrow lehektish, why? Because it's physically in the same reshus. When the gizmar picks it up, it's not nikar, there's a sorrow for hektish. I would just say that they use slightly different lashon because of their different assumption in the first place. Tosfos says it's all about shina reshus, nothing to do with hanah. And therefore, he uses lashon of it. Is it a shina reshus? They're not a shina reshus. There's kapana shina reshus, they're not kapana reshus. The Ravid, who says it's really all about hanah, says, yeah, it's all about hanah. But hanah also needs a gezel hektish. It also needs a chisaron hektish. And therefore, he says that the chisaron hektish needs to be visible. And therefore, he says, okay, is it a visible chisaron hektish? Not a visible chisaron hektish. To review what we've seen so far, if a guy picks up hektish, according to the Rambam, there's no havmin of me'ila. Picking up hektish is not me'ila. It's using hektish that's me'ila. Whether I use it to chop or to ride, or I use it to give my friend. According to the other Rishonim, and I guess, you know, we don't work on everyone who's on the approach. Rashi tells us the Ravid, you know, you can add more. You can add the Meiri, not in the Elam. You're the place of Shas, but that's good enough. According to Rashi tells the Ravid, no, if a Gizbar picks it up, that's not Meila, but if a stranger picks it up, it is Meila. Why is there a difference? According to the Ravid, if a stranger picks it up, it's nicker that Hektish is losing. But if a Gizbar picks it up, that nicker that Hektish is losing. According to Tosos and the Elux, the stranger picks it up, the Shina Rishus, Hotsam Rishus, the Rishus, but if a Gizbar picks it up, all the same Rishus, right? That's Tosos is Lashon, Tisha Eno, Milti Rishus, Hektish, Binti Lasso, she calls Mashi Rishus, Hagibar, Ray Rishus, Hektish, it's the same Rishus. And according to Tosos and Yidushin, because of Kabana, because a Gizbar misstomach picks it up with Kabana, not to acquire it, because he thinks it's already his. And an Acher, his stomach picks up with Kavana to acquire it because he doesn't think it's already his. Where do you get the nicker from? Is it from a non-earthly Nayim? I doubt it. Anything's possible. It could just be Mistara. It could be got from Nirulay Nayim. It's possible. But it could just be Mistara. You have to explain the Gemara. Yeah, and it could be you didn't pick up, right? You need a non-pick-up. Now, it's a little tricky. What if what I picked up is a koshel zahav? That's why I didn't say the word begam, simply because you're going to get yourself a takasha, right? Yeah. Okay, then you're going to have to, correct, you'll have to make a certain kinta. So it could be you did begam, and then it wouldn't apply to a koshel zahav, which is possible.
I bet. Because
Rashi says he's not yotzei l'chulin. We didn't elaborate exactly the mechanism of the Yotzei L'chulin, but he says it twice.
So no, not Yotzei L'chulin. He thinks it's not.
No, Rashi is the one who says it. Derech Gam Yotzei L'chulin. That's Rashi's thing. When we learned about Rashi and his
without the Gam, it's also Yotzei L'chulin.
No, but Rashi goes away. It just becomes us. Gam, we say it's Yotzei
L'chulin. Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, perhaps, but it could be that that's not documented. Okay, I don't have a lesson with me, but okay, we'll have to check it out. Okay, now I just want to ask one question, which is, this is the last mission of the parent. Right, depending how you split it up. hold up. We've had lots of cases of people who pick things up in the parrot. Right? Let's go back. Nasnak tola b'tzavara. She put the necklace on her neck. L'chora, she picked up the necklace to put it on her neck. Habas the yellow, she put the ring on her finger. You put the ring on your finger, you're picking it up. Just the goshel zav. When I drink with the goshel zav, I'm picking it up. Right? Bigam kardom. When I'm, meaning none of these things are things that I'm nana from. You know, notice that there's an umbrella and I walk into it. No, these are all things I'm nana from by picking them up. Right? The tabas, the katla, the kos, the kardom. Right? These are all things I pick up. Okay, the chatas, I don't know if I pick up or don't pick up. And then in the next mission, you test them at base. Right? Kos shows up. Again, a kos. Again, a kos. That's picking up. So, here's my question. In all these cases, well, let's stick more with the first Mishnah. In all the cases of the first Mishnah, four cases. Katwa, Abbas, Kos, and Kardum. I picked it up. But when am I chayvin me'ila? When I'm nemesh shavar pruta. What does it say? Hanan min hekna shavar pruta. Ma'al. Kemesh shenanem ma'al. Right? Or l'mala she yifkom. What do you mean nanem yifkom? I'm chayv once I pick it up. Because once I picked it up, if I'm not a kinsbar, I'm chayv. So here's the question. The question is, how do you deal with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph? Lama eino chayav mishas netila b'li hana uskam. For the Ramban, it's no problem. The Ramban says picking up hektish is never chayav. It's no problem for the Ramban. But how about for all the other Rishonim? For all the other Rishonim, what's shot in the mission to get you a parrot? What's shot in hana uskam? Meaning, you say, Hanav Gam applies to things that I never pick up. You know, a house, a tent that I just walk into, you know, a scratching pole that I walk over and scratch my back on without picking up. Fine, but only normal things, right? As soon as I pick it up, I should be Chayav, even without Nana Pruta and Gam Pruta. So what's going on in this first Mishnah? For the Rambam, it's not difficult. For all the other Rishonim, right? Lefisha Rishonim, it's difficult. And what does Tosus answer? Tosus, broadly, including the sheet of the Betzes. The Gizbar. Okay, why can't you have a Gizbaris? Right? There's no word to, don't you say anywhere in Shas to get him a Gizbaris? What?
This idea of Gizbaris.
Interesting question. Maybe it might depend if it's Banav Ketan and the Yadav or not. But the Lechel says Gizbaris. I mean, the Sheet of the Best answers, you're right, make him a Kimta. Everything until now is the Gizbar or Gizbaris. We never heard of a Gizbaris until now. Or Gizbarit. Now we heard of a Gizbarit. And the Shulish Tosfos already said that in your testament days to be Miyashiv, the steer between the Tosefta and the Mishnah. If I chop with a kardom, how come it stays? How come the reading at least? How come it stays kadosh in the Tosefta? Ah, because that was a gizbar, but a non-gizbar the minute he picked it up even before he chopped. Right? So it's not just Shimon Vassir. It's already Tosa in New Testament days. He's not on New Testament out. Why is Tosa in New Testament days? A gizbar who chops is only mowed through the chopping. But a non-gizbar who chops, as soon as he picks it up, he's mowed. And therefore, the non-gizbar is mowed through Hotsas, Meshosler Shos, and it's Yotzin. And the gizbar is mowed. Chopping and it's not yotzei l'chulin. So basically, one answer is the Shita Mekubetzes on Chaf Amud Aleph and Tosfos on Daf Yutessa Amud Eis. Kol HaMishnah Mayri Begizbar Begizbaris. Okay, that is Tosfos. However, I find that to be obviously that's a big okimto. really? The whole first mission was only a Gizmar? Basically saying is almost any case of Me'ila Gehano Gam has to be told about a Gizmar. Because if you weren't a Gizmar, you'd be mauled the minute you lifted it up. Right? The minute you did Hanba.
We have cases we start counting how many people do a bears for a Gizmar. And you could give for an answer. The guy didn't pick it up and put it in his mouth. Somebody else fed him. Why can't you be over here? Somebody else picks it up.
I mean, over here, maybe you could give another answer, which is more talking than Gizmar. I mean, you can make the kid that's weird really Gizmar. What's the incentive? You could say, not that the guy picked up the axe and shot with it. Someone else put the axe in his hand, and all he did was throw it and knock it down onto the wall. It's not like the guy put on the ring. Someone else put the ring on his finger. This gets into something we discussed in Bar Mitzvah. How long ago was that? Right? Before 10 years ago, whatever. A king, is it called Hagbah? Is it only called Hagbah if I lift it up? Or even if I'm holding it in the air? If someone puts something in my hand and I'm holding it, is that called Hagbah or not? Okay, that's a big discussion. That's a big machlokes. Comes up. Nafkamina is in everything, right? Kinyan Sudar. I want to do Kinyan Sudar to do the chasana.
They all right. Pick it up.
I give you a pen. You have to lift the pen up, or is it enough that you're holding the pen up, right? So in getting, that's the question. If the husband gives the wife the get, and it's sticking out of her hand, and we assume, this is an assumption, that sticking out of her hand doesn't count as in her hand, does she have to pick up the get? Or, since she's holding it above the ground, that's good enough to get out of that issue, because maybe she has to pick up the get. That could be a different problem. The husband folds up the get. He doesn't fold up the get, so it's all in her hand. So it's a Kenyan god, and you don't need to kick off. Okay, not for now. But if you're right, we can make certain assumptions, but less dochum sick is. Okay, however, these are all dochum assumptions. Plus, Shad, we're doing a stop case. Plus, and the Shin Best is actually worried about this. He says, and how come until now the Gemara didn't say, immediately in Chesam Aleph, why didn't Gemara say, Maishna Baka, Maishna Lo Baka, shouldn't be tied as soon as he picked it up? The answer is, Hacham and Gizbar, the Super Slow Eskinon. Why didn't Gemara ever say it was a Gizbar until now? So he asked that question. And the answer is, did not turn on the salt. You know, it's something they wait till the end of the parak and then take care of things. Until now we weren't discussing Shina Rishus, because we never gave it to your friend. We're only discussing the Anah type. And since this comes from the Shina Rishus type, we made it till now we're discussing Shina Rishus. Okay, he has a lot of good answers. He bothered. How come we already two blood into the parak and no one mentioned this very fundamental thing? The whole parak has to be Gizbar and Gizbaris. Okay, so he has technical answers. Obviously, the better shot is, then until now we're not dealing with Gizbar. Only here we're dealing with Gizbar, which is why we only ask here. But then, right, for example, why did Rashi never say it's a Gizbar until now? Okay, that's a kasha, but why did no one say it was a Gizbar until now? Why did Rashi never say it was a Gizbar until now? So we could say, he figured it was so obvious he didn't have to say. But the push-up shot is that, no, Dr. You're assessing your test. It's not a Gizbar. Only enough buttons a Gizbar. Then we have to explain the difference. Can anyone tell me the difference in a very commonsensical way between someone who picks up a necklace, ring, cup, or axe versus someone who picks up a stone or bead? Because it's not his. When I pick up an axe, it's very likely that I intend to chop and then put it back. Who says I want to keep the axe forever? When I pick up a ring, who says I want to keep it forever? When I pick up a stone guy who picks up a ring, wants to use it and put it back. A stone guy who picks up an axe wants to use it and put it back. I mean, that's not a weird kimta. A ring and an axe and a cup and a necklace are things you could use and put back. A stone and a beam, people don't pick up stones and beams to like use them once. They pick up stone and beam to build with it. Meaning a stone magbia Evan or Korah intends to keep it forever. Because now a person can say, I just want to borrow this rock to hold my door open for a big party. But that's not the normal case. Normally someone takes a rock, wants to build a wall with it. Someone takes a beam, wants to build a ceiling with it. However, someone takes an axe, wants to keep the axe. Then I say, I'm sure no one minds if I use this to chop. And basically what you could say is, and I think this is a Pashup shot, again, I'm against Tosos, but Pashup shot, you know, if you want to say, okay, so who's against Tosos? Say, well, how come Rashi never said Daf Yud Chesed Aleph was a Gizbar? You know, Stinos Rashi, if you're not satisfied with Pashup shot. Stimas Rashi is that no, le'el, le'el, kol adam lo ma'al ad shehene v'yifkan. But kan misha'eno gizvar ma'al ad yidei hagbaha. And what's the difference? The difference is because, and here I'm not speaking on behalf of Rashi, but I'll show you that Tosus knew that this was someone's answer. What's the difference? The difference is that on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, we're talking about a notel almanas lishtamesh bo, while on Daf Chofam and Aleph, we're talking about a notel almanas ulahachzir, let's say. Notel lachziko liolam, to keep it forever.
You say, I'm not sure.
And Tosfos know that's a possible filler, because Tosfos and Balmetzia bring this up. And I'm going to answer the student in the Mishnah Tosefta about talking with an axe. And says, oh, maybe say one case he wanted to keep the axe, and the other case he just wanted to use the axe. And they're two different cases. It's only Shira Shus if you want to keep it, not if you want to use it. What does Tosos answer? Tosos rejects this. Tosos Shitase. Why does Tosos say that you're testing it for? Why not say the difference between using it for a little bit and keeping it forever? It's a Shira Shus to want to keep it. To want to use it, it's not Shira Shus. So Tosos answer at least
that no Shoshu.
Ask if you borrow something without permission, that's Xela. Meaning, when you take something to use it, that's the equivalent of taking it to keep. That's Shira Rishus. Right? That's why Tosos didn't say this. Why did Tosos not say this? So let's just do a little bookkeeping here. So Tosos couldn't say this because Shoel Shalomidas is a Gazlan. How do we know Tosus thinks that's relevant for Mi'ila? So Bab Metzia Daf Tavi Tet. Gazlan. Le'inyan Mi'ila. Which Tosus says in Bab Metzia Daf Tavi Tet Menal. So Tosus thinks there's no difference in Shosul Das and a Gazlan and a permanent Gazlan. There's no difference. I'm taking something to own and I'm taking something to use. And therefore, Tosus has taken. There's no difference. The whole parent must be a Kisbar and Kisbaris. But what I'm claiming is that Rashi would say, and I think the Rav, so to say Rashi, in close brackets, is that no, Rashi never says a gizmo and gizboris until now. He would say, oh, if I take them to use it, that's not that's nothing. If I take them to keep it, that is stealing from Hekdesh. If I take them to use it, it is not. What is the difference? So why does he disagree with Tosos that Shoklo Vigas is Gazlan? Okay, so the Rav has, you know, three ways of explaining this, some of which are more Mephudis than others. You can look at Ayin Shun. I think you could say, what was I going to say? I would add something else, you know, and how about the Ravid? The Ravid, the Mask of the Ramam, saying the Ketola is only a Gizbar, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you can't bring any Rive, the Shtik of the Rive on the Ramban, but I think that do you have the Rive on the Sifra here? No. It's on a very good
portion.
Thank you. Give me half a second. No. Here we are. The Ravid is um, The Ravid even has an explicit line. What did the Ravid say on the Sifra? They're like, Makor sheet number one. He says, Bim eno gizbar, a gizbar shenatal pruta, et cetera, notal ebon of course, like to shenatal so face of. Okay, gizbar is not mole by taking it. Bim eno gizbar, but not umshus hektish, not took it from hektish. Almanat, well, maybe it depends what he means. Almanaslo tzio lechulim. What does it mean? Almanaslo tzio lechulim. On having my spend it or having my to use it. Well, that sounds like only if a non-gizbar takes it. Almanaslo tzio lechulim, to spend it. Not if he's just going to use it for a second. Then, Kimon Shanat Lemiyad Mal. So I think this is, again, the right that means Almanas do anything with it. But Shad the right that is that when is it not gizbar chayim in the tefillah? That's what Tzila Chulin wants to make it fully Chulin, not when he wants to give it back. It's okay. Could be Maduik and Lashon the right fit. Lemaisa, what? And therefore? Sorry, I'm not following. Okay. Anyway, let me just say, let's say Rashi, or maybe the Rambam, or whoever, can say back to Tosfos. What's Pshat in the Gemara? I'm going to say back to Tosfos. So the Rav says, maybe a Kiddush in Shoshulidas, maybe Shoshulidas, not such a God. Right? And one way he explains it, the famous Rambam in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Zayin, there is a Rambam in Baba Kama, who says that a Shoshulidas, the Gazlan, letting in how much he's chayav. He's chayav ba'onsen. Like a goslin. But he's not kona like a goslin. The Rav in a few places, the Shita say also in the Ninth Parak of Yom Zeil, it's a Rav Chaim about, it's funny, this is a Rav Chaim about the Rav and not about the Rambam, the one about stealing of Adam, says there's Kiyumek Zeila and Kinyonek Zeila. There's the punishment of Zeila, which is that I have to pay and I'm Chayim Bo'un Sema, I have to pay no matter what. And then there's Kinyonek Zeila, meaning when I steal something, stealing works, I acquire it. I have to give it back, but if there's a sheen on it, then I don't have to give it back. Said the rabbi, show us when he does the gazlan, letting you that I'm a chayiv 100%. But I'm not kona. If I'm show us when he does and there's a sheen on it, I'm not kona. He only is liable for theft. He doesn't acquire things like that. And says the rabbi, and says the rabbi, that would explain why Rashi would disagree with Tosfos. And again, he's not saying with Rashi. That would explain why we can disagree with Tosos. Yes, Shoshulamidas is like a goslin. But he's only like a goslin in the chiyuvim that we place on him, not in his acquisition of the object. He doesn't acquire it like a goslin. He doesn't have a shin or a shoslin. He doesn't have a song or shoslin just like a goslin. He just has chiyuvim like a goslin. There's some people are chayv to pay like a goslin, but don't acquire the Rishus like a goslin. So answers the Rav. So what would the sort of Rashi / whoever say that? Rashi / Shat Begamara. Wouldn't say that. Would say to Tosfos in Bavatsiya that maybe the Rav is three, but then the most compelling one is this. Maybe Shol Shalomidas is Kigazlan Le'enyan. Yeah, he's kind of like a goslin, but he doesn't acquire possession like a goslin, and therefore there's been no otsah mershusler shus. Just give me one second. Of course, the other option is. The other option is that maybe this is only Tosfos Shitasa. Tosfos thinks it's all about Otsar Shoslur and Shina Rishis. Therefore, Shoslur only das like a gossip. But maybe Rashi and the Reich and etc. would say no. Right? Remember, what did the Reich would say? The reason why, if I transfer for Shoslur 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 is because there's Hana. Right? And maybe they just answer that, yeah, there's no Hana if I just pick it up to use it for a second and pick it back. If I pick it up to keep forever, that's Hana. I picked it up to keep forever. Now that's Hana. But if I pick it up just to give it back in a second, just to chop, when I chop, there's Hana. But when I pick it up and I'm not planning to keep it, just playing to chop, there's no Hana. It's like chop. right? There's hana that now I own more things. Now I've enriched myself. To borrow something for a second, that's not hana, it's like chop with it. So that's what the Rav says. This is what the Rav says. But you could also say back that maybe Tosos l'shita say, or you could say Tosos l'shita say, de shinoi rishos, what's his famous shita, kaya li hana'a, says Shoel Shalom Midas is a goslin. But the other Rishonin might say that no, Lo Nene Kimo Goslin. Right? Yeah, he might be a Hosaka Shoto, just like a goslin, if you don't say the Raven and Babatama. This is, by the way, a Raven Babatama science. That's quoted, that's on the Makor sheet here. The famous Shita Begretz of Baba Kama Shema Raivit. Nowadays, you don't even need the Shita Begretz of Shema Raivit. The Rav did have a copy of the Raivit of Baba Kama. Anyway, okay, so what do we see from here? Let's just review for a second. What's been going on the whole parak? We're throwing this gizbar, we're basically throwing this gizbar curve. Not just a curve, it's a grenade, right? What is this gizbar going on? For the Rambam, it's talking about a very weird, unique case that's only mentioned once in Shas. If I take Hekdesh and give it to my friend, and I'm amazed, so it's not Yotzei L'chulin, if he's a gizbar, he's not Moel. If he's not a gizbar, he is Moel. It's not similar to any other case in Shas. Nothing challenging about it. According to the other Rishonim, anyone who picks up Hekdesh without using it, without Hanah, without Gan, if they're not a gizbar, they're Moel immediately. How does that fit the whole parak? Tosa says, yeah, the whole parak must be a gizbar, because if you're not a gizbar, the second you pick it up, there's no Indian of Hanoh of God. The whole Indian of Hanoh of God is basically only used for gizbars. Everyone else is more when they pick it up. Oh, that's not Shadali Gemara. Rashi never said that, unless he meant it. But that's unlikely. What about everyone else? The Raivit doesn't sound like Tosa, so what about everyone else? You have to say no. Until now, in the parak, we're talking about people who pick things up to use them for 5 minutes. That's not maybe only a stone or a bead, which people pick up to keep forever, because they're not really things you like to use for 5 minutes. They're things you want to build into something. Then only picking up to keep forever is picking up to use, not maybe much, so you get out of God. Tosos, why doesn't Tosos like that? Because it says Shol Shol Midas is Gosling. There's no difference between picking it up forever and picking up to use for 5 minutes. So what does, let's go Rashi say that? Either says Shol Shol Midas, not like Gosling. Only like Goslin for Chiyuvim, not for acquiring possession. Here, therefore, no change of possession. Or Rashi and Raivit would say back, who cares about whether it's technically a change of possession or not change of possession? That's only what you Tosos care about. We care about whether it's nana or not nana. But I pick something up to keep forever, and that's a significant hanah. But I pick something up to use for 5 minutes, it's not really hanah until I use it. Okay, those are my two defenses of Shad and the Gemara and Thimas Rashi.
Yeah, you feel like the Raivit is the
Yeah, but I don't understand why it's more neater if I'm taking for a short time forever. You're saying, because if I pick up an axe, since people assume I'm only using it for 5 minutes, it's not neater if he's only hectish. What if people think I'm going to take it home with me forever? That's why I was reluctant to say it, because when I pick up an axe, is it neater whether I'm keeping it forever or not? Maybe it is. If I pick up an axe and there's my wood to chop, it's not nicker or the heck this year. Because it's obvious that I'm going to put it back when I'm done with it. Okay, maybe you can say like that also, that it's a matter of nicker or the heck this year. Okay, fair.
Lovely. We get to this, but I think we're going to arrive at also, is it a slightly like a nuanced thing? Is that a rocket? I see a rock.
A lot of that being is owned by
small pieces. A piece of wood is super down.
No, a cobra is not
made. You walk down the street, there's a cobra. You walk down the street, you see a nice a piece of wood. I don't assume that that's something.
You see a rock, it's not solid. Of course you assume it's not solid. In those days.
That's not a clean knowledge.
Who remembers the days of Chazal? Right? Not the only old guy here who was alive in the days of Chazal. Right? Beans are very valuable.
I don't know,
this is yeah,
it's not a smart. They're like finding nature. I'm saying, you don't call it finding
nature. Unless you say the Torah means a lot. But that's not what a Torah means.
And look,
What?
Yeah, but if it doesn't work for Korah, it's not going to
mess.
Yeah. If you live in areas where you can't see anything that's left running around, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right, so let's go back to the Gemara. That was as far as a lot of kids look. Let's continue. Now we're up to the Benotzo Basin. Everything, the rest of this paragraph about the Benotzo Basin. Benotzo Basin, and Ayah, the Gemara says, what are the Yashikidor Taktan? Why am I only hiding when I build it in my house when I live off Shomer Putamano underneath it? Him in the Shanye Mal, as soon as I do a Shinoy Mal, although the Yursa is not clear, since Shidu Gubetzes says there's a Nusach Acher, came in the Bana Mal. Some of the Gemara says, why am I only Mal through Hana'a? I should be Moel, seemingly, even before I get Hana'a. Just when I change the Eben or the Korah. And what's the answer? Amarato Shinichalpi Aruba. I didn't change the Eben or the Korah or build the Eben or the Korah. What I did is put it on top of a hole in the ceiling. I had a skylight in the ceiling. I had a hole in the ceiling, which was not useful to me. Right? During the summer, it's very nice to have a skylight in the ceiling. Now it's the winter, and it's raining on me, or maybe raining on my property. Rashi says, and so I need to fix a patch of the hole in my ceiling. So I think the Eben Korah put it on the hole in my ceiling. And therefore, I didn't do anything, so I'm only Nana. I'm only Moel when I get Hanah Shavar Pruta, when I live for enough minutes that it's worth a Pruta to have that many minutes of living under the, however, well, an expert to estimate it. Now, here the Gemara is not so clear. What do you mean came to Shanya Ma or came to Bana Ma? Why is this? The question is not just a Havmina. Taka, it's true that if I would have been the Shana slash Bona, it would be Me'ila. Who has the Girsa? Who has which Girsa? Rashi has the Girsa came into Shina. Tosos has came into Bana Maal has the Girsa of Bana, even though clearly he takes it as Shinoi. I don't know if it's two Girsos or two Pshatim. Okay, it could be. We're not sure what the Girsos, but whatever it is, and that will be somewhat significant, why is the Shin or your Binyan considered Me'ila without Hana? That's what I'm saying, even without Hana. Why is it? You got the board, right? What's Pshat in this line in the Gemara? Why is it Shin or slash Binyan without Hana? Hey, Bun. But the Shanya slash the Bana Ma'al, even without Hana'as Yeshiva, right? Even without the Hana'as living there, I'm Ma'al. Why? Okay, anyone have an answer? Why? Why then? And the Gemara doesn't reject it and say, no, Taka, Kavada, it's not Me'ila. Say it would be Me'ila. The case where you need to live underneath it is just put it on the Aruba. Shinoi Rishus? What do you mean by Shinoi Maisa? Where do you take the phrase Shinoi Maisa from? From what Masechus? From Baba Tamar, from in Zelos. Do you say Sukkah? Yeah, same thing, right? Same thing. Shinoi Maisa, right? Meaning, what's the phrase in Baba Kama about Shinoi? Shinoi Kona, there's a phrase in Baba Kama by a godman. Shinoi is Kona. Without getting into details, let's just give the most mainstream Psach Halacha. If I steal Shmuel's wood, I have to give it back. I can't say I'll pay money instead. And he can't say he wants money instead. But if I do a shinoi to the wood, I chop it up. Now, shinoi is kona, I own the wood, whether I like it or not, whether he likes it or not, and I owe him money, whether I like it or not, and whether he likes it or not. Right? That's the mainstream psychology. Shinoi kona. So says Tosos here, lama liya chi yidar, kevin shabana mal, ksakadai asub na maim shisisa betikna. You chiseled it and shaped it. Hari l'chosha also b'shinoi knat shinoi and your kone because shinoi is kone. And the answer is no, you didn't do a shinoi. It was already chopped and chiseled into shape, and you just put it there and glued it on, or cemented it on. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So Tulsa says, right, he doesn't use the phrase, but he does, also b'shinoi uknaa, it's that the shinoi is kone. And we know he's taking this concept of shinoi kone from Bava Kama Dikinyonim, from obviously Bava Kama, I don't mean the first half of Bava Kama, I mean the second half, the Gzela, the Gzela parts of Bava Kama, because likewise, Tosos in Bava Kama, Daf Chaf says, what kind of shinoi do you need? A shinoi that works in Bava Kama, meaning a irreversible shinoi. But a reversible shinoi, like just gluing it on, right? I can always chop off the cement and take it off. Or nail it on, I can take out the nails and take it off. That's shinoi chozer l'biyoso. And you know what it says? That goes on Kama, the ninth parak of Bava Kama, shinoi chozer l'biyoso, not kone. Tosos is very clear over here, the language implies, but in Bava Kama, he's super clear. This midin shinoi kone like Bava Kama. So it says, Tosos, midin shinoi kone, why not say? So the answer might be because if I just put it on top of the Aruba, there's no A, because maybe they didn't make the Kodesh Hashem for Hekdesh, or because if I just put it on the Aruba, maybe that's not the Kodesh Hashem, because it's not, I don't lose anything by taking it off. It's only if I build on it. Okay. And therefore he says we apply the same exact rules. Whatever it says about the Kami, Nishino, from Zela, that's here. Again, give me a second. This works well for Tosos. Tosos says it's all about the track of Shinoi Rishus. There's a track, but not track of Shinoi Rishus. Wanting him not to track of Shinoi Rishus. Ah, on the Gizbar. How's it Shinoi Rishus? The answer is yeah. That's not Shinoi Rishus. But Shinoi is Konet even for a Gizbar. Even for a Gizbar. When Shinoi Konet creates a Shinoi Rishus, it's a Kinyan. Right? Even for the Gizbar, that is a Kinyan. Meaning, we think Kenyan. So right. That it's about Gezel Hekdesh. Ah, so if it's all about Gezel Hekdesh, then shouldn't we use some of the same Hekdesh. Now, the 1 second, Micah. There's a big fakira in terms of how Shinoi Kone works. Right? There's a big fakira. Is Shinoi Kone because Shinoi is Kone? Or because really every goslin should be kona, except we have a hishvas gzela asher gozal stopping it from being kona. And once there's a shinoi, it's no longer the gzela asher gozal. The gzela has changed from asher gozal, and the pasuk doesn't apply. When the pasuk doesn't apply, he's not kona because of the shinoi, he's kona because of the gzela. So Tosin would have to assume, like the first side of that hakira, it's not that shinoi kona just takes away the hishvas gzela asher gozal and leaves you to be kona for a long time. No, shinoi is kona, right? Shinoi kona, pshuta kamashmo. And therefore, just like Shinoi's kona, by Shinoi's kona, by Gizbar, who uses Hekdesh for his own property. Nonetheless, still, you have to give the object itself. Unless you do a formal chalos pidyon, even kedushas damim, the object itself belongs to Hekdesh. If I take it, I have to give it back. Even kedushas damim, you know, even kedushas damim, still the object itself belongs to Hekdesh. Just like my own property is only valuable for damim, but nonetheless it belongs to me. Okay, that's what Tosos says. Anyone have another pshat for the Rishonim? Anyone have another pshat? And let me just add. That Rashi Chagiga sounds that way as well. Because Rashi Chagiga says, when he quotes, the Gemara Chagiga quotes our Sugya, Shekav, right, when it's talking about that, you know, eclectic part of Chagiga, what's Tahara, Tuli Masara, etc., says in Me'ilah, okay, what's a Mechudish about Me'ilah, you wouldn't find the Chumash of this halacha. And then they bring down our Sugya, and Rashi says, Shinu Yishanyak Shekav Binyan. Kanya b'shinoi, shemesatza b'kova, and he's kona b'shinoi, kanya b'shinoi. Okay, sounds like the same shot.
Dashi, like it definitely sounds that way.
Okay, anyone have another shot in their shot? Who says that? The Rambam takes a totally different shot. The Rambam has a different shot. He should have a different shot because the Rambam doesn't think there are two tracks of Megillah. The Shana says the Rambam, right? Says the Rambam. It is very explicit in the Pirush of Mishnayos here, it's a little less explicit in Mishnah Torah, but it's very explicit in Pirush of Mishnayos. It fits what he says in Mishnah Torah. It says if he picks it up, he has Menenia, builds it into his house. With real building into his house, he's tired. Okay, I think because he is there. But we don't know from the Shatorah, and the parish of Shai is very explicit. Why? It's the Hanah. How is a Hanah if I cement it onto my house? What's the Hanah? It
would be the living there. I haven't lived there yet. It would be the Hanah in the building.
It's Hanah when it's moving my house. Osachal Abinyan. There's Hanah that my house is improved, even before I live there. Right? If you come and fix something in my house, I'm Nana even if I'm on vacation in Cyprus and I'm not anywhere near my house. If someone fixed my house, I'm Nana. If someone added to my house, that's considered Hana. So says the Rambam, it is Hana. It's not Hana. Shiva. Mishom Hana's Osafa Alpiso. The Rambam says nothing in Kenya. It's within a knot. If I cement it onto my house, so I'm nanics, my house is better. As opposed to if you just put it on top of these Aruba, so I'm not nanic, so I'll put it on the Aruba. My house is better, it just happens to be lying there. But when you cement it onto my house, I'm nanics, my house is better. Okay, those are the two very explicit shotim in the Rishonim. What does Rashi sound like here? Rashi and Megillah, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, came into Shina, she pit. Pichsa v'chatcha, you, let's say, chiseled it, whatever, and you cut it to shape. Einam shibna b'binyan, or you cemented it into the binyan. Ma'al shahari shina osa, because you changed it. You changed it, and therefore what? We know you changed it, right? Rashi, at least starts with the Girsa, came into shina, right? You changed it, and therefore what? Okay, but why is changing chayvin? So the Rambam says because of hanas osachal abinyan, and Tosa says because of shinoi koreh. What does Rashi say? Because of shinoi. Rashi's not so clear. So if Rashi's not so clear, you can say whatever you want. You can say Rashi meilu means the same as Rashi and Chagiga. We're actually not sure to this very day if they're written by the same person. Rashi and Chagiga were written by Rashi. Rashi meilu. There's a whole machlokas in the historians. But it could be, he could mean anything. Meaning, what does he say? Sharishina, you changed it. Which is echoing the Lashon of the Gemara. So it echoes the Lashon of the Gemara. It could mean anything. He doesn't say Lashon of the Gemara. But he doesn't mention Hanah. He also doesn't mention Kenyan. I thought that maybe you could say for Rashi, but I'm not promising. I'm not swearing on a stack of Sifrei Torah here. But maybe you could say for Rashi. Rashi is a different shot. Says, why is the Gemara focusing? Again, he at least starts with the Gersa of Shina, right? The Gemara Matzvah's Keva to Shina. And then he ends with Shari Shina Osa, right? Maybe this goes back to Ein Me'ilah El Shina. Maybe for Rashi, just Shino is Me'ilah. Because after all, Shino is the best Me'ilah. Me'ilah is all about Shino. How do you do Shino? You do Shino by taking something that was supposed to be give it for the benefit of Hektish and using it for the benefit of yourself. That's maybe, right? Jonathan brought me four Rashi the other day. It's a Shinoi when you transfer it from my possession to someone else's possession, right? When it maybe for Rashi, the Yisod is not really Hana'a or Kenyan. The Yisod is really Shinoi. Everything's a Hekatimsu of Shinoi, right? We discussed, for the Rambam and the Ravid, it's all about Hana'a. Ela's about Hana'a. For Tosfos, there's two tracks of Me'ilah. One is fundamentally about Hanah, one is fundamentally about Shina Rishas. Maybe for Rashi, there's really one Yisod of Hanah, which is Shinoi, when you change from Kodesh L'Chol. There are Hechi Tims of changing from Kodesh L'Chol. One Hechi Tims of changing from Kodesh L'Chol is to use it for Hanas, Hedut. That's a change. It was supposed to be Franos Gavoa, quote unquote, and now it's Franos Hedut. Another example of, and this made Jonathan happy, of Shinoi is I put it into the possession. It was in the possession of Hector, I moved to the possession of Paul. And maybe Rashi thinks, no, anytime I make a change, Adrab, if I actually change it by physically changing its form or physically attaching it to something, which Rashi considers a change, and if I physically change it, that's the most Mi'ilah, because Mi'ilah is all about change. It's a Chiddush that if I chop with the axe of Hector, it's a Chiddush that if I drink with a cup of Hector, that's called a change. Okay, but that's called a change. If they finish that, if I hand it to you, or I pick it up and I'm not a gizmo, that's called a change. That's called a change. The biggest change, if I actually chop it into shape for me to use. Now, I don't mean any change in Hektish. Clearly, if I'm Mazik Hektish should change it, that's not Eilud. Because that's not a change from Kodesh to Chol. That's a change from Kodesh to Eilud. But if I change it from Kodesh to Chol, to it used to be this shape, and I make it a new shape for me to use, maybe that the Gemara used the word Shina according to this Girsa, because Shina doesn't need to be an example of something else to be Me'ila. Adrabah, everything else needs to be an example of Shina to be Me'ila, because Rashi consistently, through the Perek, just calls everything a Shina. From the beginning to the end, he says, what's Me'ila when I do a, when I do a Shina, that's what he says earlier here. He says, Kinasto Chavero, in the end of the wide lines, Harishinom Rishos Hektus Lecholomal. I'm going to change it from this Rishos to this Rishos. That is Me'ila. Rashi is very, very big on this idea of Shinoi. And maybe for Rashi, Ulai, Rashi, and Me'ila, again, it's Mishimas Lashono. Just Mishon Shinoi. And now I'm going to make a big finish. That, what are we saying here? What we're saying here, right, now you don't have to like my finish, but you have to hear my finish. You're not going to say I'm wrong if you don't hear what I'm saying. Once you hear what I'm saying, you can say I'm dead wrong. That's fine. I don't mind people thinking I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't mind you thinking I'm wrong. It's yours. But what's the yesod here? The yesod here is that you're chayav only on Hanah. That's the Rambam, which is what we expect from the Rambam. Says, no, what do you mean? Shinoi Rishus is chayav without Hanah. That's what we expect here from Tosos. And what am I saying? Maybe it's Shana the Gemara and Rashi, but it's came to Shanya Ma. Why did the Gemara just say Shanya? Okay, you could say that's just maybe intent. You don't have to make it deeper. And why does Rashi just repeat Shina? Rashi starts with the Razzle came to Shina and ends Shari Shinos. If he starts with Shina, why does he have to end with Shina? Maybe the point is no, you're chayav on Shinoi without Hanah, because the anchor. And Hanah or Shinoi Rishus is just a Heichi Timtzi of Shinoi. Maybe Amy Yilal Shinoi. The main thing that Yilal is you make a change. So you know what? If I'm Nana from something that was supposed to be for Hashem, that's a change. If I give it to you, that's a change. Maybe if I take it for myself and I'm going to give it, that's a change. The anchor is a change. But if I actually change it, for the purpose of Kol, I don't mean to change it for wanton destruction. That's Shinoi Mekodesh, but nothingness, but Ibud. I mean, if I change it for the purpose of Kol, because I chisel it to make it fit in my house, or I cement it to my house, which Rashi considers a change, right? Again, it's unclear, Rashi. It's hard to follow Rashi. Whether when he says, Shepitcha v'chotcha inami shepna v'dinyan, does he mean that's one pshat, either chiseling it or cementing it to change, or does it mean there's two pshat? You have to read the whole Gemara two different ways. One pshat is that, okay. Just one of the other chapter, that's how you read Rashi and Hemshech, is very tricky. But either way, maybe the Iker is Shina, maybe from this word, we go back to the first word of the parak and say, really it's all about Shinoi. Really it's all about Shinoi, and everything else is just the heavy tendency of Shinoi. And it's not that Shinoi has to become Hanah, not that Shinoi is Mi'ilok, that's really Hanah, like the Rambam. No, Hanah is Mi'ilok, it's really Shinoi. Shinoi is Mi'ilok, it's Shinoi. The word Mi'ilok means Shinoi. That means to do a Shinoi. Okay, that's a chiddush. I can't prove this is Shabbat Bar, not a Rashi. But I think that since Rashi doesn't say it, again, it's a steam of Rashi. But since Rashi now doesn't say anything else, where source came into Shina and then answered Maal Shari Shina Osa. I'm explaining. Came into Shina Maal. Why is came into Shina Maal? Shina Osa. It's a funny thing to say. If I were to say, when you do X, that's Me'ila, why? Because it's X. That's not an explanation. The explanation is, when you do X, that's Me'ila, it's just really Y, which Latosa says fills in one Y. And the Rambam fills in a different Y. Rashi, when you do X, it's Me'ila, because it's X. What if you told me I didn't know? You've reminded me that Shino is Me'ila because it's Shinoi, and why would it be Me'ila Ela Shinoi? Kach nearly means Daiti is Pshat and Rashi. I cannot prove it, but Kach nearly means Daiti.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rashi is Pirsha, which probably brings exactly
the same. Me'ila Ela Shinoi.
So is it the same as Yeltsin's Gazela?
And Jonathan, this is addressing your concern, which I have forgotten, which is why if Rashi, you know, does not say there are two tracks like Tosos, so why in a few places do you think Shina Rishos is like its own reason to have Me'ila and doesn't mention Hana'a? The answer is not there are two tracks, there's one track, but the track is Shinoi. And Hana'a qualifies as Shinoi, and Shina Rishos qualifies as Shinoi. And an actual Shinoi qualifies as Shinoi. What bothered me is just that he didn't see Shino's code. Okay. The fact that he doesn't say Latosos on the New Testament, I will admit that's arguing for silence. Okay. We can still disagree about that.
So is this similar to Xela or different things?
What? It's not really about Xela, it's about Shino. Now, is this. Interesting question. Why is Shinoi so bad? It's an interesting question.
Why is it so bad? It's not the same.
Because it's Bigiyabet. If it's Kadosh, you can't change Kedusha to something else. You can't change Kadosh to Kol.
Is it a zilzul?
Change Hekdesh to Kol. That's the problem. The problem is changing Hekdesh. You can't change Hekdesh to Kol.
And Rav Chaim was focusing totally on the Gesel aspect of it?
Rav Chaim was focusing totally on the Gesel aspect of it. And now, if you want to read, that's basically what Jonathan's doing. So you unite Rashi and Tosfos here and you make it all Gesel. That's possible. What I'm saying is that Rashi is about, it works better than after Gesel. It's just you can't change Hekdesh to Kol. That is sacrilege.
It's just
no, because using it is considered a kind of change. Hana is also a kind of change. Hana is also a kind of change. Because he said someplace here. Where does Rashi say? When Rashi says, sorry, give me a second. On Yitessim and Aleph, there's a Rashi like this. Yeah, what does Rashi say? On the first wide line of Yitessim and Aleph, Shemeshana Atzmo Mishkilu.
Even though the Sifra doesn't see a problem with it.
Right, what I'm going to have to say for Rashi is Ein Me'ila Ela Shinoi. Shinoi is Me'ila, that's sort of a given from Ein Me'ila Ela Shinoi. Then, what counts as a Shinoi? From Avodah Zarah and Soda and Truma, we learn that Hana or Hanan Begam is a Shinoi. something that's a real shinoi, you don't even need to come on to any of those things because any people that will shinoi. For Rashi, from Kate, we learned that Hanah is a shinoi.
Yeah.
But we don't learn that Mi'ilah means Hanah. We learn that Hanah is a shinoi. Mi'ilah is shinoi. Okay. Okay. Or maybe that doesn't, maybe that expands it. Okay. Anyway, you can take it or leave it. You can take it or leave it. Let's just go on for, we are starting to run low on time. So let's go on for 1 second to ask a technical question. What do we mean by What do we mean? What are the two pshatim of Hinicha al Piyaru? Right? What do we say? We have Kevan Kishina or Bana Ma'al Miyad. And then we have Hinicha al Pi Aruba Lo Ma'al Ad Seyidar Achtav Shavem Frita. What is included? Clearly, what is included in each case? Meaning, what's the case where we're not sure where it's included? What side it goes on? If you attach it, but you don't cut, right? Here, what does Tosfos say very, very clearly in both Bava Kamma and and Meila and Rabbeinu Gershom really says the, I think says the, same thing as Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershom and Tosin Baba Kama. Tosfos and Baba Kama, and here he gives the reason. He said it's not the same for Rabbeinu Gershom. So he says this is talking about Chatach, and this is talking about Chiber. It's not if you attach it. After a while, you just put it in your aruba. No, that's if you cement it on, right? That's if you cement it on, as opposed to the Rambam, who says, no, this is talking about chibur betit, if you cement it on. This is talking about hanacha belief chibur. You just put it there and you don't cement it. And Rashi, it's... The different lines of Rashi sound differently, but the pshat of Rashi is like the Rambam, because what if Rashi hit the Shita? Again, this depends on the Inami, is a different shot of the Gemara, just another example. But let's assume it's another example. If you pass Tzav the Chavka, if you cut it into shape and made it small, or if you build a minyan, build it in your house, meaning with cement, then that's the Shina. Randomly, Renichal Piaruba, Chishlema, Shalom, B'na'a Klum, Lo Chatka, Lo B'na'a Klum, and Anacha, B'yamu, Da'uba. That seems pretty clear. That Rambam and Rashi say no. If you attach it, that's Me'ilah right away. But if all you do is, when's the case where it's only Me'ilah when you live there, Shavruta, that's if you just place it without attaching it. Okay, hopefully it's still water. I guess it's wide enough, it'll roof it slow properly to do the trick. Now, nearly Tosos says why he has the Shita. Why does Tosfos think? What's my quote? My quote is this: Kibur Betit. Tosfos says, why do I think it's cementing it does not count as Me'ilah? Tosfos says, Shina Chosel Riyasa. If I cement it, I can un-cement it. You could just take a chisel, not put the cement, be back where it was. It's reversible Shina. I think that this is Tosfos Lishitasam. Yisod is shinoi kolnek, then a shinoi hachozer libriyaso okana. Right? And I think the Rambam's lishitase. For the Rambam, the yisod is not shinoi kolnek. The yisod is hanma so sofa peso. Well, if I submit it, that's clearly hanma so sofa peso. I don't care if it's reversible or not. Everything's where you can knock my whole house down if you had a bulldozer. But right now, this is the Rambam Lishitase. The Rambam Lishitase, who says the Yisod equals Hana'as Hosafa Al Bixel, and clearly, Chibur Betit is Hosafa Al Bixel. And I think Rashi would also work well, Lishitase, if you said Rashi was not exactly the same as Tosfos. you want to say Rashi saying it's postless, you have to put work. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says either chiseling it or cementing it, because both those are shinois. Okay, but just shinoi, not shinoi from Rabbi Kamba, just a shinoi, right? If maybe Rashi also works well, Lishita, say if the yesod is just a shinoi, then any shinoi is a shinoi. In Baba Kamba, we have rules of Chozer L'Riyaso. That's in Baba Kamba. But in the plain meaning of the word, a shinoi is a shinoi. He says we have to use the same getter as Baba Kamba, meaning not the same getter as Baba Kamba. For Tosos, what is the same getter as Baba Kamba? Shinoi Kone comes from Baba Kamba. For Rashi, just say, oh, it's a new meaning of shinoi. Who says we say getter from Baba Kamba? That works well for my shot in Rashi. Okay, Ms. Tama, you can answer it up. Otherwise, in any case, let's go a little weiter then. Go and find you. The Gemara brain has a difficult question. Ask the Gemara. I don't mean such a difficult question. It's difficult to understand what the question is. Ask the Gemara. Lame, it came in the bundle of Niasbal. You know what? When you build it, it's Me'ila. Lame says Me'ila. There's Me'ila by this Ebner Kor in your house. Lame says, Lo Rav, the Rav Shachal Bais Asra. This should support Rav. Rav says you bow down to a house, it's also about no. What's the principle? The principle is that if you bow down to or worship any idol, it becomes Asurvana. But what kind of idol becomes Asurvana? Only if it is Talush, not if it's Mechobra. As we know, the Darchin, right? Eloheim, Al Haharim, below Haharim, Eloheim. You're not allowed to worship idols regardless. I mean, the guy's type Nisa for bowing down, whether the idol is Mechobra or Talush. That, the issue is theology. The issue is the answer is not. If you worship a Talush idol, it becomes Asurah Noah. If you worship a Mechobra idol, it doesn't become Asurah Noah. But look, I've heard of Elohim. You can't Asur all the mountains in the world. I mean, that would be pretty bad, because it's not what you have worshipped all the mountains and rivers and everything else, and then you don't be Asurah Noah. It is not a problem if it's Mechobra. So what about a house? What do we call a house in halachic language? We don't just call it Mechobra. Is a house the same as a mountain or a tree? It's Talush of the Sof Chibra, right? A house was built out of Talush things that you then attach to the ground. It's not like a tree which grew there, or a mountain which is there from Sheshit to Mevarishis. It is Talush of the Sof Chibra. So Ryan says, there's a sugya in Hulin, I think. Talush Lo Chibro, is it considered Talush Lo Chibro? It's an interesting question. Lenya this, Lenya that, the right, Lenya Shtinta, Lenya Hashem, etc. Rav says, Lenya Nabodazar, at least, Talush Lo Chibro counts as Talush, and therefore it has an Isra Nabodazara. So now we're Messiah him, because this Avner Kor is Talush Lo Chibro, and it has Me'ila. Just like it has Me'ila, it has an Isra Nabodazara, because Me'ila was only the Talush Nabodazara, and Bobber, that was your Chesed base. So too, right from Chait. So too, here it's a Messiah to Rav. Amar Vashmi Yavika, no Hanan Nirele Nayim Asra Torah. No, that's not a good proof because Hanan Nirele Nayim Asra Torah. Whatever exactly that means. Then we try to bring another proof. Asher Grant bring another proof to Rav. Okay. Lame Messiah Le. Hador Babayan Shal Hekdish, Kim Shinanami and Amal. Here it says explicitly. If you live in a bais of hektish and get hanar, your mom, that proves it's sincere tolish. So likewise, that proves Rav, it's sincere tolish. Amrei shalakish no, hasa mikdisho sof beno, beno sof mikdisho, hasa mikdisho sof beno. No, that's only because you were mocked to shed the wood and then built the house. But if it started out, if you were mocked to the house, then there's no miwa. So mocked to the house is like worshiping the house. Then it's considered Mechobra, only if your Machshim was Talush, then it's grandfather. Then the Gemara's text was, no, so Fikdisha, my, lo, ma'al. Then, my, your Rav, Tony, Hadar, Rabbi, Shalma, or lo, ma'al, Lema, Hadar, Rabbi, Shalma, Shalma, no, so Fikdisha, ma'al. I mean, obsequently, okay, take the question. If we say that if your Machshim was sold and then built the house, if you were to say that if you built it and then were Machshim, there's no Me'ilah, when the Bryson wants to find a case of no Me'ilah, why do they say if there's a cave of Hekdesh with no Me'ilah, which no one built, why not say if someone built the house with Machshir, no Me'ilah? So I built the house in Knox. She didn't know me. She took a tape. There's always no meaning less about the cave. There's always no meaning less about the house. We're 10 orders they sent. Okay. So what's going on here? Let's just review for a second. Let's ask the first question. What's the first question? The first question is, our sugya is a proof for Rav that Tolish of the Sofibro is called Tolish. How is our sugya a proof that Tolish of the Sofibro is called Tolish? What's the question of what's the question? Let me say a little Rav. What's the question of Kivan the bunny on me has ma? What is that question of the Gemara? We're not going to have time to get the answer to the Gemara, even though it's super duper shocking. Not sad. I'm just going to be excited for Thursday. But what is the question of? Hey, Vaughn, what's the story of the question again? Kevan de Bonila Mihas Ma'al, which is a Siyua Lerav. Meaning it proves Tolish of Sofibro is considered Tolish. Okay, what is that question? Someone tell me what that question is.
Why did you say it's a question?
I got a question, so let me say yeah. Someone tell me, what's the Siyura? What's the Siyura Rav from here?
It's no Me'ila by Mechuber.
So the Siyura Rav is, for Tosfos says, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos, the Shikasan. One shot is Tosfos. Tosfos says that in Chiber Betit, the Dor Tachtov, well, right? That is the din of the Mishnah, right? That's the din of the Mishnah. And it's Tolosh of the Sof Chibro, which proves Ulbasov Chibro Chayov Dino Ketolosh, right? Yesh Bo Me'ila, which proves that it's Din Ketolosh, right? That's how Tosos reads it. Okay, how does, here I'm a little misopet. What does Rashi say? Came into Bani Lumi Esmal, Hachi Katani Le'el, right? Rashi uses this word Le'el, which is its own kachim, erases, or hechi katani leel dehachi katani leel kaven de bana maal kaven de bana maal the afal pisha mechuberes he bebinyan chashali katolush the isba meilo. What case exactly is Rashi talking about? Right here, it's very very unclear. Because after all, Rashi lechora thinks the case of the Mishnah is where you didn't attach it at all. So is that Tolosh of Sof Chibro if you didn't attach it at all? It's just sitting on your aruba? What? The case that's not in the Mishnah, right? Ah, right. Now, it's a little funny. That's keeping the word Le'el, which is so kachim erases. But we always prefer to keep the words in Rashi and not erase. Yeah, right? The word dekatani is a little tricky because it's not actually katani, a graisa, but maybe what Rashi means, and here I'm agreeing with Jonathan, is that it's not from the case of the Mishnah. It's from the Shaklavatari above. What was our Shaklavatari? We says, when you're a bonah, if you attach it, your ma'al, if you attach it, your ma'al, even before you live there. If you attach it, your ma'al, even before you live there. What? Yes, but he interprets Shanya as Inam Shep No Abinyan. I mean, you have to figure out Rashi. What? Okay, but then what's the proof? What's the proof for Rashi? I think what Rashi's trying to say, you can disagree if you want. Maybe what Rashi's trying to say, not for the case of the Mishnah. But in Chiber Betit, Ma'al Miyad, right? According to Rashi, you're Ma'aling before you live there. Not the case of the Mishnah. Then you're Ma'al Miyad. Is that what you meant, Jonathan? Okay, Ma'al Miyad, and that proves that Lo Adin HaMefurish
Mishnah, and that proves that Tolosh Ulbasot Hidro Yeshbo Ve'ila, and then ends up basically the same as Tosos. Rabbeinu Gershom, and this is the first shot, I think, quoted from the Tosos Rush, if I'm not mistaken, in the Pirush Tadmo, then the second shot is like our Tosos, has a totally different shot. It has nothing with when there's Ve'ila, when there isn't. What's Rabbeinu Gershom's shot in this question? What's Rabbeinu Gershom's shot in this question? What's Rabbeinu Gershom's shot in this question? Three, Rabbeinu Gershom. And again, that's also the Pirush Kadmon's first shot, I think, in the name of Tosos Rush, if I'm not mistaken. Who Pirush Kadmon? You'll remember Bob Head, there are two shots for the Pirush Kadmon. He says no. It is here, again, the Pirush Kadmon is totally Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, if I cement it, I'm only Chayav when I live there. Right? And if you look at how he says it, Kavan Hakaparek, I feel Kavan the Bani Law, Miha Smal. He views it not Kavan the Bani Law, Miha Smal, as like Bini Husa. Kavan the Bani Law, Miha Smal, as a Kasha. What is he? How does he read this? He reads this as Rama Lo Kashov Shinoi Ayide Chibor Betit. Lechaivo miyad. Why, if you're if you cement it on, you're only chayv when you live there. So why isn't there a shina right away? Why isn't there a shina right away as soon as you attach it? You know why? Because it must be that it's not a shinoi to attach something. Why? Because if something's tallish and you attach it, it's still considered tallish. It's not a shinoi. What does this prove? Ella, the muchach mikan, the imchiber, dabar tolosh, lo nishtane, hadavar, hatolosh. Which means that tolosh, so chibro is still tolosh, it's not a shinoi. Which means, Shom, the Adayin Choshev, Dover Tolosh. And that's why it's not a Shinoi. So he takes it totally differently. How? And he means over to get, not once, what did Rav Shinto say? Once you're Shana at your mile, if you cement it, there's Me'ilah. He means that if you cement it, why isn't there Me'ilah? Came to Shai, you're like, no, why isn't there Me'ilah? Two different ways of reading the question. One of the two ways of reading the question, but this will end. Say Rashi and Tosfos. Kevad de'imchiber ma'al muchach de'tolosh v'chuli shmei tolosh. And how does he read it? Three, how does he read the question? Lama lama al al yaday kiburo. Him and Ashan Yama, why is he ma'al? Ewa demuchav de lo choshev kimachuber. And that's why you're not ma'al. Because when you're ma'al, you haven't done anything. It's still ma'al. You haven't accomplished anything. It's still ma'al. It's still tolosh. Thank you. Okay. Now, what the answer is going to be to this question is obviously going to be a slightly different answer according to these two ways of asking the question. The answer is Hanan Nirinle Nayim Asra Torah. Now, this is going to have to be true. According to Rabbi Gershom, the Pirush Kadmon, it's going to have to explain why there's not Me'ilah. According to Rashi and Tosos, it's going to have to explain why there is Me'ilah. So let's just. This board is really messed up. I should have given a new board. And maybe we'll start with a new board next time. But according to Garrett, what's the question is, why isn't it Me'ilah when you cement it? It must be because cementing is not a change. The answer is no, cementing is a change. But there's no Me'ilah because it's not Hanah. Because it doesn't look like Hanah that you cement something to your house. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom says. He says, it's not Hanah because it doesn't look like Hanah. Right, where is his lashon? Someplace here. His answer is
We showed that the long nearest lame name. She didn't that thing looks like I'm not. It doesn't look like I'm not until you live there. For Rashi tells us, why is it Hana'a? Doesn't that prove it's Tolish? The answer is, that doesn't prove Tolish and so Chibro is Hana'a. Tolish and so Chibro is only Hana'a when it's near late night. This looks like Hana'a because it's on your Aruba. Okay, so for Rashi and Tosus, you have this thing you are going to have to end with understanding. That's really Rula Tolish and so Chibro has Me'ila if it looks like Hana'a. I mean, a lot of things look like Hana'a. You know, what if the whole house and I live in it? That looks like a big online house to live in, you know, but that's not. So we'll have to figure out what this means, but we'll pick up this next time. Hashem, basically, for me, Gershon, it's a reason why there's no Mi'ilah for Rashi and Tosfos. It's a reason why there is Mi'ilah, and we'll have to figure out what is this strange reason for Gershon. Not so strange, just sniffing it on doesn't look like Hana'a. Okay, who says anyone's ever going to use it? Who says I'm going to enjoy it? Fine. Rashi and Tosfos. Ah, I see the Hana'a. Look, it's right there on the Aruba. So therefore, I'm chayav Mi'ilah. But if it's Mechubar, who cares that I see the Hana'a? Why should I be chayav in Mi'ilah? That's what we will have to pick up Mir Toshem next time. Okay. And Mir Toshem is learning the next part, of course. Yes.
When you spend the money,